Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Steve Carell?
This is he.
Well, that's good luck on our part because we've been sitting here waiting for you. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Let me introduce you to everybody here.
Okay.
Okay. My name is Bert. Hi, this is Jeff.
Hi there.
Hello.
And Jen.
Hey.
Hi.
And Melissa.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Do I have this right that at one point or another you wanted to be a radio DJ?
You know what? After college, I auditioned for a couple of to actually be a newsreader on a radio station. One up in the Green Mountains in New Hampshire, and I auditioned for a job as a newsreader for something called the Sumner Callahan Radio Network.
Okay.
It was a station that only broadcast into the tunnel leading to Logan Airport. And so, because there was no reception, so they just had a broadcast into the tunnel. And people could hear it for all of about 45 seconds.
Did you get that job, or did you just...
No, I didn't. I was not good enough.
When you auditioned, did you have one hand on your headphones and almost look very serious?
No, I didn't. I probably didn't even have a headphone. I did like one hand cupped over my ear.
Yeah, you should get the job because
yeah.
If you're going to work for something.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. That's a very professional position to take.
And even though only 9 people were ever going to listen to you, you wanted that job so bad.
Oh, I was desperate. I was hungry.
Are you kidding me?
To get it.
That is the best radio job in the world because in that tunnel, there's no one else to listen to.
That's right. Now they wired it so you get all reception through the tunnel. So I think that particular station is probably obsolete at this point.
Well, that would have changed everything.
Yes,
well,
cutting it.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't hire you is why they're obsolete. So that's what you take away from it.
My career could have taken a very different turn.
See? That's right.
Steve Carell joining the Bert Show on Q100 today.
I'm curious about your real-life office experience, if it helps you draw upon for your role as Michael Scott on The Office.
I never actually worked in an office. The closest I worked was the U.S. Post Office.
Oh,
I was a rural mail carrier in Massachusetts.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I drove, and they didn't even supply us with a postal vehicle. We had to drive our own cars. All of our cars are left-hand drive, so we had to drive with one hand and deliver the mail out the right window. So it was incredibly dangerous.
Always scooting over on the chair, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I moved to Chicago a few months after I quit the post office. But for months, I was still finding mail that was, like, stuck under my seat. I was really bad at it.
That's probably, like, one of those $1 million checks from Publishers Clearinghouse that
exactly.
just never got delivered.
Exactly.
And you have
inherited $10 million.
And you have changed the course of somebody's life because they had to claim that within 24 hours, and it's still sitting underneath your seat.
Probably.
Or you're in the car with a girl, and she reaches between your seat, and you get back in the car, and she's like, "Who is Meredith Plimpton of New Hampshire?"
Hey, Steve, before we get into talking about Get Smart, I have to play a clip of you on TV from a few months ago that when I was watching it, it absolutely drove me crazy, and I never got closure on it. So I'm hoping you can give me that closure today.
I'm very scared right now.
You shouldn't be. It's not going to be painful, I don't think. But I just I feel like I need closure, and here is the clip.
What is this for, by the way?
Oh, TMZ.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
No more of you guys.
You don't like TMZ?
I'll pass.
Okay, so you're standing in front of a restaurant.
Yeah, that's the first time anything like that had ever happened.
Right.
you know, because I don't, my wife and I really don't go to sort of Hollywood hangout places. We, mm-hmm. you know, we have two little kids. We just, we're real homebodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I came out of a restaurant, there was a guy with a video camera. And you know, he said he was from TMZ. And, you know, I know they're, you know, I know what they're about. So I just chose not to talk to him. That was basically it.
You started to say something there like, no, you guys once, never mind. Like, you were going to launch into a story, and then you never got into it, and I was screaming at the TV, I need to know!
You know what it was? It's just, it was just, I don't even know what the particular story was, but it was, you know, it was about some celebrity. I'd just briefly seen what the show was about, and recently, you know, like that week, I had, you know, somebody had told me about it, so I looked it up, and basically, you know, they just try to make people, they just, you know, they're like the bullies in school. They just try to make people look stupid. So, you know, it was just in reference to something that I saw them do to somebody else. So I know what their agenda is, and you know, I get it. They're making a living, and they're poking fun at people. But I just chose not to say anything. That's all.
Now you talk about hanging out at home and not going to those restaurants when you do go out. Is it fair to assume that the people who do end up on TMZ every day or week, you know, the regulars, if you will, are going places where they know they'll get that exposure and maybe even thrive on it or want it?
I don't know. Perhaps, you know, that's hard for me to even say. I'm so out of the loop in terms of what people do, and you know, that might be the case. Maybe some people are looking for the attention and the exposure. My life is pretty boring, so I don't. There's really nothing. You know, me coming out of a restaurant, I don't know, frankly, who would even want to see that. So.
What's the most exciting thing to happen in your life in the past 7 days?
In the past 7 days, wow.
Not professionally, personally.
My family flew back to the East Coast, and my kids were, I was 4 and a 7-year-old, and they were really good on the plane. That was exciting to me.
That is a highlight.
We were kind of over the hump in terms of like the screaming and the jittery, you know, running up and down the aisles. They were really, really good. So that was an exciting sort of monumental moment for us.
I am absolutely...
Hey, Amanda, our time is up. I've got to move on. I'm sorry.
Can we at least ask him about Get Smart so we can plug the movie?
Absolutely. Quick question, please.
Okay. Why don't we talk about Get Smart?
Okay.
Now seems like a good time.
Opening on June 20th. Tell us all about it.
I play Maxwell Smart. This is sort of an origin story. He's an analyst at the spy agency called Control, and he is promoted to spy, and he goes out in the field for the first time. And it's really exciting. It's like a big action comedy. It's sort of a comedic Bourne Identity.
Anne Hathaway stars with you, right?
Yeah, she's very ugly.
It's very hard to go to the set. And it opens up on June 20th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It turned out well. I think it's fun.
I can't wait to go see it.
Theaters tomorrow. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye, Steve.
Today.
Well, the whole thing.
In theaters today.
And you want to say, because you said like twice in there, opening on, you want to say opening today?
So Get Smart is opening today, correct?
That's right.
Oh, he's still there.
Oh, hey.
Hey, were you really confused?
I didn't know whether I was off or on.
You can leave whenever you like, or we can hang out. Whenever.
I'm always confused.
Never before has he been happier that he's not in radio and that tunnel job didn't work out. Listen to these jackasses.
Damn.
Can't even get today and
if I knew
right.
He was still on, we should have just started the interview over as a station in Houston. We would have gotten from
yeah.
The time. All right, Steve, thank you. I'll hang up now.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.